Well, we are going to reconvene this meeting down in our chamber. Welcome, everybody. This is the 4 o'clock meeting of our county council. We are now reconvening. I'll call it to order. We have some pending business. So we're going to go to that first item, 4.1. Consideration of a resolution of the Salt Lake County Council expressing support for the preservation of Abravanel Hall. Our sponsors are Councilman David Albert, and our second sponsor of that is Councilman Jim Bradley. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the time over to them, and then we'll go from there.
Well, thank you. This is one of the funnest meetings I'll ever be a part of, because today we get to formally recognize Abravanel Hall. We're also going to be treated by a performance from members of the Utah Symphony as they play a string quartet. It's a very happy day. I never thought that one of the last things I would do in my short political career in the county is team up with Jim Bradley. Let's just say on this issue, I'm liberal for the arts, and he's conservative in conserving in Abravanel Hall. So who would have thought we would come together? But it's wonderful to share this with you, Jim, and the rest of the council. What I'd like to do is read the resolution, and then Madam Chair, we can go ahead and vote to approve this. And then we'll hear from Karen, who will introduce the quartet. So this is a resolution for the Salt Lake County Council expressing support for the preservation of Abravanel Hall. Whereas Abravanel Hall is a Salt Lake County owned and operated facility that has served as the permanent home of the Utah Symphony since 1979. And whereas Abravanel Hall has long served as an iconic cultural and architectural landmark in Salt Lake County, recognized for its exceptional acoustic design and architectural significance. And whereas the Salt Lake County Council acknowledges the historical and cultural importance of Abravanel Hall to the residents of Salt Lake County, and its vital role as a performance venue for the Utah Symphony and other cultural events. And whereas Abravanel Hall is located within the Sports, Entertainment, Culture, and Convention District recently established by the Utah Legislature and Salt Lake City, and plays a crucial role in the eastern part of this district, serving as an anchor for cultural activities. And whereas the Salt Lake County Council supports efforts to revitalize downtown Salt Lake City and recognizes that the integration of Abravanel Hall into any redevelopment plans related to the Sports, Entertainment, Culture, and Convention District must take into account the hall's cultural significance and the need to maintain its architectural and acoustic integrity. And whereas the public has demonstrated strong support for the preservation of Abravanel Hall, with petitions gathering over 50,000 signatures in opposition to any plans that would alter or demolish the hall. And whereas the Salt Lake County Council recognizes that while renovations may be necessary for the long-term maintenance of Abravanel Hall, such renovations must be undertaken with care to ensure the hall's historical, architectural, and acoustic integrity is preserved. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Salt Lake County Council states and affirms a commitment to preserve Abravanel Hall in its present form and on its current site, recognizing it as an essential cultural institution within Salt Lake County. Be it further resolved that the Salt Lake County Council intends that any renovations to Abravanel Hall shall prioritize the preservation of the hall's unique architectural and acoustic design while creatively integrating it into the broader revitalization of the Sports, Entertainment, Culture, and Convention District. Be it finally resolved that the Salt Lake County Council will work closely with the Smith Entertainment Group, the Utah Symphony, the State of Utah, Salt Lake City, and distinguished philanthropists who have generously supported symphonic arts to ensure that Abravanel Hall continues to serve as a vibrant cultural hub for the next 50 years and beyond. Signed, the Salt Lake County Council. Jim, did you have any comments?
Oh, just, yes, thank you. It was an absolute delight to have you work with me, too, on this. It was a mutual feeling of respect and purpose. So thank you so much for your efforts as well. And your staff, Corinne, where's Corinne? Here somewhere. Corinne, good job. Okay. And I want to thank the musicians for being here today. I go back a long way when my mother took me to the symphony, what is it, the Tabernacle, and I listened to David and Igor Bistrom bring the house down one day. And it was just, that's when I became introduced to how important this was to our community. And when we mentioned in this resolution a number of people, the distinguished philanthropists, let's not forget those people who 20, 25, 30, 40 years ago played a huge influence in this community and did so in terms of the Broadwell Hall. And probably they and their heirs will continue on to support us, I hope. I think that's probably about it, really. It's just a great day to celebrate. And it's not over either. There's tough decisions to be made down the road. But I think what this resolution does is send the message that for certain things we're not going to do. Said what those were, stay where it is, and we're not going to mess around with it to the degree we challenge the aesthetic, architectural, and symphonic beauty of this building. It's just there. And so, but there are things that do have to be done, and we have to entertain the entertainment district somehow, and we'll do that. But I'm comfortable that now that we're all on the same page, that we understand where we're going, and the message has been sent, and well received, I too, I believe. So very, very good. Thank you, David. Yeah, thank you, everyone here, and the council to support.
Okay. I want to just take a moment really quickly to just recognize a few people who are here today. We're honored to welcome Juan T. Bracera and Kirsten Thompson from the Community and Government Relations Department of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We extend our deep gratitude to the church for its invaluable partnership, which made Robina Hall possible. Many of you may not know that the church originally leased the land to poor Robina Hall to Salt Lake County for just $1 a year. Back in the early days, that was pretty cool. And later, they allowed the Salt Lake County to purchase the land, ensuring that Robina Hall's place would be here as a vibrant cultural landmark. And we're grateful for the church's continued support of the arts in our community and all that they do for the arts community here. And I know that's quite intense and sometimes maybe not always appreciated by everybody who gets to experience that. So I wanted to give a big thank you to that. The other thing I also want to give a big thank you to them for is the arts and culture in Utah was actually established and really, really defined from the moment the people first arrived here. It's part of our DNA. The very first building that was built in Salt Lake County was a performing Bowery where they could sing and dance and perform. And that was before even houses were built. So it's been something that's part of the culture of Utah from day one, and I'm grateful for that. So. I also want to, we have a lot of people here from the symphony. So if you're with the symphony, do you mind standing today for us? I'd like to kind of recognize you here today. And then we have other dignitaries are here. If you are also representing a group that's here today, please stand and be recognized as well. I think I saw, I don't see them now. Okay. Or maybe I was seeing somebody else. All right, then we will go from there. I appreciate all of you and all of your part. I am going to now entertain a motion. Is this a motion that we do?
Sorry, I have a comment.
Oh, please, absolutely, thank you.
Sorry, I just wanted to thank Dave and Jim for their work on this and for all the stakeholders that care about the Robina Hall. I'm excited to vote for this and formally recognize it as a state treasure and the value that both the music and the gathering place that Robina Hall is and provides in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishes to speak? I know, Arlen, you're online. And I see Jenny, Mayor Wilson is also on there.
Just echo through that, I'm thankful that Dave and Jim brought this resolution forward and look forward to supporting it.
Okay. And Mayor Wilson, is there anything you wish to state as well?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to compliment the council for putting the work in behind this and appreciate the intent of this and look forward to the weeks, months, years ahead as we look at the needs for the hall and roll out our renovations that will improve it. And of course, that will be an opportunity for us to discuss with all parties what we really want to see. So it's an exciting time, and I'm appreciative of all and the great input from the community and the council's work on this. Thanks very much. And I do love the collaboration between our bookends on the council politically. Just had to throw that in. Really, it's great to see. And with Councilmember Al Board leaving us next year, thank you for taking the time. And hats off to Corinne and Bobby, staff who worked on this as well, and all.
Okay. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll echo what was said, and thank you for bringing this forward. I know we've received a lot of emails from concerned parties in regards to the future of Robin Hall, and I will support this resolution, but I want to say I just still have some concerns because we have not had a full conversation with all options for Robin Hall, and I have heard bits and pieces here and there. I do not have a lot of information yet as to what the plans are. And so I know that there's big support to preserve it and to keep it the way it is and make some minor upgrades, and that's what I've heard. And we want to definitely fulfill that, right? And so, but at the same time, I just don't have all the options on the table because we have not, the council has not had the conversation with all the stakeholders. So I want to make that clear, but I do want to listen to you and take your ideas into consideration as we move forward. I think it's important, and I've spoken with some of you, but I've spoken to numerous people on this, and the ideas are all over the place. And so when we can get some concrete ideas of where we're going and what we're going to do, I think we have to have more discussions. It's going to be a long journey figuring out exactly what we're going to do. So I will support this resolution, but I just want to let you know that there's still a lot of unknowns here. So, but I thank you for being here today, and I can tell that Arona Hall is a treasured gem here in our county, so thank you.
Madam Chair, with that, I'd like to make a motion that we support the resolution of the Salt Lake County Council expressing support for the preservation of Arona Hall.
And I'll second that.
I have a motion and I have a second. Any additional discussion from the council? Any online from those who are council online? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? That passes unanimously, thank you. We're gonna actually now go to, I'm gonna turn a little bit of time over to Karen Wyatt, who is a violinist with the Utah Symphony. She's going to introduce the members of the Utah Symphony that are here with us today.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Council and our guests. For those of you who haven't had a chance to meet, my name is Karen Wyatt. I'm a violinist with the Utah Symphony, and I've been so for the last 11 years. But for the last 6 months, I've had the honor of representing my colleagues in our efforts to save Arona Hall. Today would not have been possible without the support and dedication of our County Council and the creative leadership shown by Mayor Wilson. We are thrilled that SEG, Mayor Wilson, the Revitalization Zone Committee, and now both city and county councils have all declared their desire and intent to keep Arona Hall where it is and as it is, with the expectation that informed, thoughtful renovations will enable it to continue to serve as a beacon of cultural excellence in downtown Salt Lake. We are so thankful to each one of the council members that took our meetings and heard our concerns and did what they could to support our efforts. I can say with a large degree of certainty that this state's support for a symphony orchestra rivals states across the country, and for that, we are forever grateful. We are so excited for our future, and we look forward to working with Utah Symphony staff SEG, Mayor Wilson, and the county to ensure Abravanel Hall continues to thrive and serve its community for generations to come. In celebration of this momentous, historic resolution, please enjoy a short performance from some of the best musicians in our orchestra: Concertmaster Madeline Atkins, Principal Second Violin Claude Halter, Principal Viola Brant Bayliss, and Principal Cello Matt Johnson will now perform the last movement from Beethoven's String Quartet, Opus 18, Number 2.
Council, if you would like to actually go sit down in front and watch, you are more than welcome to. I will actually excuse you to come down there, and then we can come back and finish if you like.
So you're welcome to stay up here as well. Are the acoustics better up here? We'll find out.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna, make a chair's prerogative here for a second. Would you be willing to play the last little section of that and can I beat you? I have always wanted to lead the symphony. And you're here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, do you need a pencil or some kind of?
Okay.
Okay.
So where do you want to start from? And I'll just get to the end.
Six, but.
We have two items at 6. You are excused until 6. Thank you, everybody, for coming, and we will see you at 6 o'clock.
I'm moving down.
Yeah, please get down. You should move down.